Hi, welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl, episode 200. Bah, bah, bah. Air right. Horns, fanfare, all that good stuff. We are in the building, of course. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen. I'm here.
And we are here to do some recapping for last week on Keith and the Girl. And we have never done this show solo. We've always had guests. Now, it might be a bit of a spoiler alert. It's the same guest from last time and every time before that. It's Keith and Hemda. What's up, y'all?
Hello. 200 episodes.
200. Who would have thought? Look at
of
us.
Of a recap show. Look at us. Yeah. So many.
This is more than some people's regular shows.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Prolific. And it's been so long since we've seen y'all. I mean... Yeah. So much has happened in the 3 or 4 days since we last talked. Him just survived COVID. I don't know what Keith's going on. Keith's probably hated some new movies. Like, a lot of stuff happening out here.
Somebody's tweeting it. Karen, is Rod fucking with me? He said The Gray Man is fantastic. Is he?
Yes.
What the fuck?
It's an impossible white man movie. Right. So it fits that category. It has a bunch of pointless shit, explosions, shit that could never happen in real life, people getting fucked up and shaking it off like leaf. And I was here for it. I didn't catch the whole thing. I kind of caught the end of it. And my Captain America plays a great supervillain. Yes. Chris Evans is my Captain America. I don't care what nobody says. He is Captain America. And I absolutely loved seeing him as a villain. I was like, oh, you could play a villain, a good villain.
So good. Yeah, it's interesting because it's done by the Russo brothers.
All the Marvel movies, right?
You know, a little thing you may have heard of, Captain America Civil War, Captain America Winter Soldier, Avengers Infinity War, Endgame, you know, the highest grossing movies of all time. And so they got a $200 million budget from Netflix, which is fucking insane because it's never going to a theater. No wonder they had to cut all those jobs and panic when they lost subscribers. Right. You're giving people $200 million to make a movie that's never going to be able to like sell a ticket anyway. They put it on the TV. I watched it. Honestly, it's the first Netflix movie I've ever watched and went, God, I wish this was in a theater. I wish I had to leave the house to see this shit in like IMAX or whatever the fuck else explosions are in.
Yeah,
That's how you make a fucking impossible white man movie.
I would have, because normally with Netflix movies, the beginning is you go, okay, we're going somewhere. And then the end, you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
They sell you 3/4 of a movie. And they're like, we'll finish the script somehow. I don't know. This one was a complete movie and batshit and insane.
Vin Diesel saw this movie and went, well, this is bullshit.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yes, you can.
It's better than the Fast and Furious, the last one. Yes, I said it, and I watched all 45.
It was so impossible. Honestly, this is going to sound controversial. Uh-huh. I've never liked a Ryan Gosling movie until this movie. Like, I've always found him to be so stoic and understated that I'm right. Like, is this even acting? Like, what? Right. What is it that he does?
He's
a very handsome man, but like, it's always just him pensively staring at a camera. And you're like, why does everyone think this man is acting? This is just him being himself. And then this movie, they made his stoic shit work because it was like, it is acting to be stoic when 400 million things are blowing up around you. Like, that is, yeah. You're like, wow, that guy's a badass. You don't even care that bust is collided with a train and took out a whole building and he ran and jumped into a car and drove off, and at no point did his face acknowledge anything that was happening. He must be a stone cold killer.
I was here for it. Did he play in that movie that was too loud? What's the name of that movie?
Blade Runner.
Yes, it was too loud. I think the
I thought Hemda gave weird clues. The movie that was too loud.
Yes, we went to go see that movie. That movie was loud for no reason. I've never been in the movie theater that loud.
God, what a movie. Thank you, Netflix. Thank you, Russo Brothers. Finally. Yay. I watched so many shitty movies to get there.
You mentioned Netflix and they don't have an ending or whatever. And we just saw a movie about the end of time. And I looked it up and I'm wondering if it's Netflix, because you described it perfectly. the end came and Xerxes and I were both like, stop it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's how me and Roderick always be.
Yeah.
They didn't write an ending. The movie is called How It Ends.
Wow. Wow.
And it, yeah. And they try, you know, with end of days movies, they, you know, there's a lot of like now everyone's fighting each other and, you know, arguing about like, you know, Doritos and blah, blah, blah. And so I felt like they needed to put one kind of scene for every kind of thing that happens at the end of days, you know? And so they got the struggle and they got the gunfight and then it ends. And I'm like, so I checked it for like, maybe it's episodic and I don't know or whatever. It just, a scene went into another scene and then there was no other scene after the last one. And that's how it ends. That's it. That's what it felt like.
It makes no sense. Me and Roderick watched a Netflix movie called Napoli Ever After.
Oh, God.
The way that movie ended, I was like, the fuck? Like, I mean, I just threw my hands up going, did she make a decision?
Honestly,
did she decide? What
did
happened?
Did it end Napoli?
Yes. Apparently.
Honestly,
it did.
Like, Netflix movies should end with the actors both looking at the camera going, that's good enough, right?
Oh my God, yes, that's how it ended.
Right?
Oh my God.
It's been an hour and a half.
I tried to watch Napoli Ever After. Oh boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's never good.
No.
No.
Yeah.
No. And it has to be so good calling itself Napoli Ever After. But really, the only criteria is we get to say this and that's it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, we get to say this like fun title, you know, but like as far as like the depth of it, it's just we hired a black person so we can have this title.
Right.
You know how you know it's bad? It's because Sanaa Lathan, the lead actress, Sanaa Lathan, when she was doing a promo for it, all the promotion was about how she really did cut her hair. It's like, oh, this movie's not going to be good,
no,
is
it's
it?
It's not going to be good.
Like, you didn't talk about the movie at all. You just sat up there with Jimmy Kimmel and was like, I actually really did cut my hair. It's like, oh, that's sad.
See, and nothing blew up and there was no history. So, you know what? I would rather watch that other movie again than watch Napoli Ever After.
Yeah, but let's not start on a sour note. Let's talk about positive things, everybody, okay?
Like my COVID test. No.
Yes, COVID positive. That's the kind of show we're doing. We're sex positive. We're COVID positive. And we are also sponsored. That's right, y'all. This episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl is brought to you by Inaudible. Are you tired of listening to your books? In today's fast-paced world, everything is about speed. Listening to a book may sound efficient, but how can you listen to a book and music at the same time? It's too frustrating. And that's why we are promoting Inaudible. They are bringing back the tactile feel of turning pages, the physical weight of a book, or even just bragging on Zoom by placing your camera with your bookshelf in the background. And that's what Inaudible brings you. You can even use it to brag when you haven't even read the book. It's just sitting there, but people assume that you read it because it's on your shelf or it's in your hands. So you can get started very simply. It doesn't cost you any extra money. Just go to your local bookstore or library and get a book. Then go home and read it. It's that simple. Inaudible is reading for your eyes.
What do they get out of it? The company?
Just the value of reading. You
okay.
know?
All right. Well, that's a nice.
It's
that's
fun
a positive
to get those clicks, you know. Mm-hmm. Where can I find a book? Oh, Inaudible. They have the list.
We just love to see it.
And that's, the number one supporter is your local library.
We'll send you five pretentious titles right away that you'll never read every other month.
Exactly. And that's why we do it over here. The best spinoff show ever. Of course, we have shows to talk about.
Yes.
Okay. We have to recap them. Now, Karen, I need you to read the titles. So, I know this is our gag. I'll put it in the chat for you, just in case.
I'll also phonetically spell it. So, anytime you're ready.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So, give it a shot.
Oh, nah. I don't know about this one. I know the rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
That,
Seems like it's a once a year, he's going to give you a totally fake name, by the way. You have to call it out.
Which one's real, which one's not.
It's also interesting that if the rehearsal was their name, you would have been like, I don't know about this.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, the rehearsal, obviously, that's easy.
That was easy. Yeah.
That W and slash means trouble's coming, right?
Yes, with what? Right. What's the continuation? I know I'm gonna tear this up. Athir, Yakab or Yukab? No,
that's pretty close.
Athir. The answer we were looking for is Athir Yakub.
We were looking for Athir Yakub. Yes,
Yakub.
All right.
Oh, how much did I wage on that? Zero. All right, so I lose nothing.
All right, so let's get to the actual show. Was Athir an asshole?
No, maybe her parents are. No.
Yeah, she seemed okay to me.
She's right. Got the classic immigrant parents, and she's got the classic, I'm going to try to win over everybody. It's going to work out at the end, which, good on her. I hope it works out that way. I don't see how, but... Yeah. Enjoy the family. I hope they make good food. Mine at least did.
She didn't seem like an asshole to me.
No.
You talked about the Charlotte Comedy Zone shooting.
Yes.
Which is right up the road from us. Mm-hmm. And it's good that no one died. But man, these shootings, they're getting closer and closer. They're just fucking everywhere now.
Yeah. There's another one in an airport today. It's everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
And you know what? At least you could tell it was somebody down south. Cause they was like, hey, I'm letting you know I'm gonna shoot up the joint. Would you like to leave prior to they was courteous enough not to just walk in and start shooting. They gave people the option. That you will only get that kind of courtesy down south.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, sweetie, I'm here with my gun. Yes, bless your heart, stay or leave. It's up to you.
It's up to you. I'm giving you the choice.
And then I pass you and I thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
There was no, locally, there was no follow-up to that.
Mm-mm.
Like, they arrested the guy, but there's not, what was the motive? What was, did the comedy club owe him money? Why did he do that?
Nobody knows.
Look how much nobody cares. We said, there's another shooting, and everyone was like, blink, 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 blink. There's nothing to say anymore. Shouldn't this be a whole book for people? The day I went to see comedy and the place got shot up. Hello, what led to that? What comes after?
That should mean something, because me and Roger have been in there. We've seen World War Jr. in there. We've seen Mike Lawrence in there. We've seen a bunch of comedians in there. And it's one of the things, the way it is, you actually go down these steps. So you all are almost in a basement type of setting.
Yeah.
So they had literally had to pass him and basically go upstairs to kind of get outside. So I was like, wow.
Yeah, I heard, no joke, that he showed up to a show, but the ticket was for a different time, and that was the fuse.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He came to the wrong show.
So he was like, I'm going to shoot this motherfucker up. That's how many guns we have in America, y'all. He was like, you know what's a reasonable reaction to this mix-up? Pulling out a gun and making everybody leave the club.
And it's them tickets ain't that high.
If you have a gun, you're gonna be dying to use it. Okay, if you're walking around all the time, and then here's your, somebody told me after I got mugged that I should have a fake wallet in my thing, and then maybe they open it up and the ink explodes. But I would just be dying to use it.
Yeah.
So I'm walking my ass into people so they steal my wallet. You know, I'm walking in bad neighborhoods deliberately. Eventually, you're gonna use your gun, or it'll be a bad purchase.
You're just going to end up pranking your wife or something.
Yeah.
Right? It's never going to be the thieves.
Or pranking your kids because they go, snooping. What's the hair?
Or pranking yourself because you forgot.
That would be me.
Well,
that definitely would be
guns
me.
Guns go off in people's pockets. Yeah.
At the grocery store, open it up and poof, me and the cashier and everybody has ink on us.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, that's sad. I'm just glad it wasn't cancel culture, though. You know? You're going to be like, these comedians, they're too edgy. I got to shoot the club up,
right.
So, small miracles. Himda used her gift this episode to break down the whole mom in denial thing that Athir started with.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why Himda's so scary.
Right. She is very scary. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But she is really scary because when we went up there to meet y'all, we started talking and I was like, just talking. And I was like, I don't know how deep this conversation is going to go. I don't know if I'm willing to go that deep or where this conversation is going to take us. But if she asks, I'm willing to answer all of the questions.
I just feel like 95% of podcast hosts would have heard the mom in denial thing and just been like, oh, okay, cool. That's probably what it was. And him was like, that's not it. Mm-mm. What's the real answer? Let's get it.
I wonder how your mind ticks sometimes.
I think immigrant parents are immigrant parents. She's from Palestine. I'm from Israel. It's the same fucking country, you know? Mm-hmm. It's the same parents. Same as, like, you know, Xerxes has never met either one of my parents, and he does a perfect impersonation of both of them. And this is not from my impersonation. He doesn't have a good Israeli or Persian accent. It's not the accent. They have the same accent somehow. But it's just because he knows. He knows, like, where it stresses on immigrants for their daughter or their son specifically, where it stresses on them that you don't behave this way or that way. And it's just this weird, you know, it's an acceptance. Like, you feel so much love from your immigrant parents, but you feel so much rejection because you feel like they love the thing that they're projecting. Like, you will be this great girl and this really nice person and blah, blah, blah. And as you become yourself, you're like, oh, I'm not the person that they think I am. They're giving love to the person that they think I am. I am not getting that love myself. It's just this weird situation. I don't know if that was, like, too far into how I think, but it's just, I mean, you know, Americans are different.
I don't think it was too far, because you were 100% accurate. And that was a good conversation to have on the show. So no, I thought it was cool. The forgiven flower business is a great idea. Great idea. But I feel like him that can't be the clerk. You know, no, like, whoever whoever works the register, it can't be him. There's gotta be somebody else.
Just take all the flowers and try to do better. Don't take the bag, it has glitter. Here, take my purse.
Right. Well, have you thought about just going home and having a nice conversation with her about the truth, and maybe you can come to an understanding?
Or maybe better help.
Do you want to be with a person who needs flowers and your bullshit when you get home, or do you want the truth? No, I'm not at the register.
Oh, for some reason, we made $0 again this month. Yeah. Oh,
what is happening here?
Do you guys know about the markup? It's ridiculous. Just take it.
You can actually go down the street and save yourself some money.
Right. Not to mention just judging all those fucking cheaters.
Right.
Like, yeah.
You fucking disgust me.
Or maybe I'll make a lot of money. I'm like, do you think the $24 worth of flowers is going to cover what you look like right now? Do you think walking in the room smelling like that, why don't you get a $200 bouquet and hope that the fragrance of it covers whatever the fuck you're walking into right now?
There's just, like, another section where she upsells you the jewelry and stuff.
Yes!
Here's a necklace, you broke, stupid motherfucker.
Here's an ankle bracelet.
The priest who was fucking a vacuum.
Yes.
The thing, like, I keep thinking of, and this is probably just something about my insecurity and psychosis, but what if you die while you're fucking that vacuum, man?
You gotta live, though.
Someone gotta find you.
And they're gonna find your vacuum clean.
They're gonna find your corpse with, like, dig deep in a fucking vacuum because you had a heart attack while you were fucking Mr. Whatever the vacuum name was.
They're gonna be like, that's been running for 12 hours. Nobody vacuums that long. Go check on them.
That's why I like being a comic, because you find my body and I'm fucking a vacuum cleaner with a face drawn on it. You're like, this guy is the funniest motherfucker. How he shoved that in on his dying breath, best. I don't know, but goddamn, that's funny.
The cops are just like, how does he do it? How does he do it?
That's why you need a wireless, because eventually at least the battery will run out. And
right.
That's true.
Like, I don't even want to die on, like, a VR headset watching porn, you know? A fucking vacuum cleaner on your dick? You can't live that down. The newspaper has to print that.
I'm picturing my dad as a detective. He always wanted to be one. I picture him looking at that dead body in the vacuum cleaner and being like, and then the sick fuck that killed him put his dick in a vacuum cleaner.
Honestly, you do have to make Law and Order rip from the headlines episodes about this. Like, no fucking way.
Oh, that's going to be a case. Trust.
Inspector Gadget's like, what's wrong with this fucking guy?
Yeah.
My brother told me the other day, he goes, Dad wanted to be a detective. He couldn't find anything in the fridge. That is so true.
Yeah. And the evidence that he was using was always made up anyway.
Right.
It's like, oh, I know that you did this, Keith. And it's like, well, that's right. Not what happened. So.
Plus, he never hid his own evidence well. Didn't he eat ho-hos in the car and everybody knew it?
We all found the wrappers under the seat, detective. You're not thinking like a bad guy. You're thinking like a full-blown idiot. He found batteries made its way. We would burn our own paper in the backyard. Sure, you understand. So now that you're caught
this is,
up.
This is to save money, right? Because you had to pay for a garbage person to come for specific garbage.
Right. You know, like a human being. So anyway, I mean, it couldn't be so expensive. You have to do it. So we burn it back. Well, there was a battery, I guess, was in the garbage. So I know where we keep the garbage. Not that it's TNT, but I know where we keep the garbage. I know where I keep the batteries. It must have fell from a shelf into it. He was sure that I put batteries in there. So when he lit the match, it blew up in his face and killed him.
Wow.
But then, you know, we moved on with our lives. Like, that wasn't the biggest deal. Because you can't harp on everything your kids do. They're kids.
Yeah. Sometimes they try to murder you.
A brand new paper towel roll, open, but new, was in that garbage. Must have just fell in. But he knew that I was masturbating on the paper towel roll and tied the evidence I threw out the paper towel roll. Now, obviously, there was no jizz or anything on it. But anyway, I go, Dad, why would I? And I could be 18 because I remember I was able to get away with a little attitude the final year. And I go, why would I? And I didn't even masturbate. That's the thing. And I go, well, why would I waste the whole roll? And he goes, yes, son. Why would you? I'm like, all right. So we good here then?
Oh my God, he doesn't know what masturbation is.
Maybe not. Or he knows
maybe
it's
not.
Or he just thinks I'm so stupid. I would use a roll, not actually open the roll.
Right.
That's too dumb.
Does he think I'm fucking it?
The circle part.
Yes.
And that's I didn't catch that? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing for me is I'd like to see your dad as a detective because his interrogation technique would be amazing because when he doesn't have a clue, he just keeps asking loaded questions as if he does know something. So it's just like, oh, and would you like to tell us why you're here? And the person will just be like, well, you tell me why I'm here. You arrested me. What is this? Oh, and where were you on that night? Is it because you were doing something you shouldn't like to be doing? Would you like to explain that? I'm like, oh, God.
But then you give a little too much that gives it away, like, because you want me dead? Look, officer, I never met you.
Yeah. There's no good cop, bad cop. It's just the other cop's just like, all right, well, we blew it. All right, come on. You're free to go, man. Sorry to waste your time.
Did the battery explode or did he catch the battery before?
No.
It's so hard to explode a battery.
I've never seen it happen, but who knows?
It's not TNT.
They don't light it for the 4th of July. Hey, guys, I got a battery.
We also found out that Keith is part of the Nathan Felder Hive now. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the club, buddy.
Thank you.
Have you watched episode two of the rehearsal yet?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Love it.
We watched it today. What the fuck?
The whole time I was like, everybody's crazy.
Nathan's going to get shot. I think, I know good, like, I know about people getting shot because I used to watch Cheaters.
Yes, Cheaters. That's our jam.
And the host of Cheaters ended up getting stabbed.
Yes,
and
he did.
I knew he was going to get stabbed about 12 episodes before he got stabbed. Because I said, you can't keep fucking with people like this. Mm-mm. These people are not stable. And there's a reason that you don't just roll up on people in Texas with cameras, right? So he got stabbed one time. And then he changed up and he stopped getting stabbed. But Nathan's never been like stabbed, accosted, beat up. He's going to get fucked up at some point because these people are insane.
If I find out this show is fake, like I found out Cheaters was fake, Nathan's getting fucking stabbed. But anyway, so far I believe it and I'm loving it.
For the record, Cheaters was not always fake.
No, it wasn't.
It got fake after he got stabbed.
Oh, okay. Yes. That'll do it.
After he got stabbed to become staged. Yeah. Because me and Roderick, I think we got I don't even know if we got the DVD or VHS. But
we had the DVD collection.
Yes, and we would actually go back and watch them all the time.
There's just a distinct moment where you can see they went, man, fuck this. We got to start faking this shit. Because up until then, their plan was to roll up on people in Texas.
Right. People were pulling out guns on them.
With surprise cameras and be like, you cheating. You've been busted. And multiple times guns were pulled out. Mm-hmm. Multiple times tasers, knives and shit. And finally, one time, Joey Greco hopped on the boat with a guy. He's like, and the guy's even like, this is my property. This is my property. You better not get on. And he gets on the boat, immediately gets stabbed because that's what the fuck happens. And then after that, like the executive producer took over for a bunch of episodes till Joey got healthy. And when it came back, it was all just like, oh, we busted an orgy that had a goat and a magician at it. And you're like,
we don't believe you.
None of them are going to stab you, I bet. But all right, what's going on?
I think the best episode of Cheaters was the one with the Oodles and Noodles bath.
Okay, so that was after Joey left the show and they relaunched it with this guy. I want to say his name was Clark Gable.
Yeah, it's Clark Gable's. It's a grandkid or something of the actual Clark Gable.
Who ends up dying of like an overdose or something.
Yeah.
But he hosted the show for a while and it was real again when he hosted it because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. And they were rolling up on people that were like fighting and like it was all kinds of crazy shit. The difference being Clark Gable's great grandson or whatever the fuck, this dude's like 6'5" or some
tall.
Shit. So like, he would scrap it out with these people.
Yeah, we
sometimes.
Seen him fight with the people.
Like it wasn't Joey's like 5'10". He has to, you know, he don't have no choice but to calm shit down. But Clark would be like, you're not gonna get in my fucking face, and then just like, damn, Clark's beating the dude's ass.
Security got to come get him too.
Oh, so good. Sorry,
isn't
about that,
it weird? What does it take to cancel a show? This show, the host got stabbed. Somebody took over for a while just so we can keep. We got to keep this show going. It's Cheaters.
They got sued for beating somebody up.
Mm-hmm.
They lost the lawsuit. Still kept filming the show. They have a new version with this reality star, Peter Guns.
Yeah, Peter Guns.
And they're still filming it in 2022. It's unreal. I'm sure it's fake now. Like, there's no fucking way. After all the shit we've learned about lawsuits, that they're still doing real stories. But just the fact that that show keeps going is beautiful. Yeah. Keith.
Well, I was just going to say, so this rehearsal, in this one, he's gonna have a woman practice what it's like to raise a kid from infancy to 18.
Yes.
That's bananas.
It's at least a one-parter. So we only got to the infant part so far. But she's like, what's your ideal situation? I'm with a man and I have a baby, this and that. And then he goes, okay, so now it seems fair. We should set you up with a man. So, you know, she does some dating, finds a guy, seems like she's rushing into just to fuck around. Like, hey, it's a fake baby, but do you want to play house for a little bit? But she realizes it's hard to take care of a baby by itself because they had a robot baby cry and that kept her up. And she's like, you know what? Let me find this fucking guy. Says yes to the guy. The guy lasts one night and goes, I have to leave. I can't watch this crying baby. I have to get my sleep.
I knew he was not going to make it.
The first night. Meanwhile, he's looking to fuck her. Like, all you have to do, even though she's a virgin, I promise you just have to stay one night.
Yes.
And she'll start
and
dripping.
She's a virgin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's super Christ up. Like, her and the dude were both talking all that Jesus shit, but he was still like trying to fuck. So
yes, and had the nerve to say he don't wear condoms. I was like, what is happening here?
He's packing to move into this house for practice, and the host goes, "Do you use condoms?" Not really. Not really.
And my favorite part is when he instantly decides on the spot, like, yes, I will help you raise this fake baby for, you know, for the foreseeable future, you know, to help. So Nathan's like, to do my due diligence, I'm going to ride to this guy's apartment where he's going to pick up his stuff. And the dude is immediately insane, like in the car talking about numbers. He's on the phone while he's driving. And Nathan's, of course, questioning him, but in his Nathan way, it's not intrusive. It's very like, Are you sure you don't want me to hold the phone while you drive? Right. It seems kind of dangerous. Oh, I do this all the time. they get to the apartment. The dude like sparks up a bong. He packs his bong to take to the lady's house with the baby. He has a fight with his roommate,
yes,
who he doesn't like because his roommate's an atheist and he's a Jesus guy.
How old is this guy?
30. It's hard to tell.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was 10 years over 10 years younger than the woman who was asking him to move in.
And I think the most craziest thing, they had been riding with him, and they was like, "You don't have a tag. Are you allowed license to ride with plate. A tag? Yeah, license plates. I'm sorry.
And look, not to make it racial, he black, and they're right. in like Oklahoma. This motherfucker about to ride around with no tags, bruh. Oh God,
we get our shit done early. We pay him early, get the taxes, get the stickers. No problems.
Yeah, we don't play like that.
Mm-mm.
Did you guys see the part? They put a baby watermelon inside the woman, and she had to push it out to simulate childbirth. Was that too much?
No, I didn't see that part.
Oh, okay.
The fact that
they have to simulate sex with her because they're trying, you know, they're teaching her everything.
Nathan has to get her off.
My favorite part of the whole episode is it's like the littlest thing, but it's the total why Nathan is so great, but also so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He moved the bar from New York to a warehouse in Oklahoma
just so it could be closer.
What is wrong with him?
Well, you might as well. That's so clever, that bar that they built, that I thought they were going to be able to do that for every show, and of course they aren't. So maybe comparatively, it doesn't cost that much to move.
Oh my, it's just one of those things. It's like for a 5 second maybe 2 minutes,
right?
For maybe 2 minutes of this show, he had all these people do all this work to move it into a new warehouse where it doesn't even fit.
Maybe they made him. They're like, I want to see you do more shit with this bar. That was $1 million.
God, what a genius.
Yes. And the children, like, I didn't realize the rules for children. They was like, you can only have infants for so much time and you can't have them overnight. And so every few hours, they were actually changing the infants.
Yeah. Infant can only work a 4-hour shift. And these
that's fucking, a long time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And these fucking show business parents, they could give a fuck.
Sure.
Like, he's like, all right, so I told you I keep you abreast of any changes we were making to the experiment. So we're going to have a guy move into the house that she just met last night, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, cool, whatever, man.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And we see him make hundreds of calls like that.
Oh, God, what a show. What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, have you ever rehearsed a conversation with someone as practice and then talk to the actual person? 87% said yes. And now I'm thinking, I voted no, but I guess I did. If the whole world did it, then I guess I did. But I prepared a conversation. I prepared like what could, but not, I don't know, not like this, but you think I did, Kenda?
Well, the thing is, interview.
That's funny, the interview. Well, I was thinking that I was going to say no, but then I thought, you know, naturally you do it, especially when you're younger. You're like, okay, what if I say this to them? And what if it's like to your boss to ask? It's not necessarily always like a romantic thing or a friendship thing. It's like, okay, what if they ask me this? What if they say this? You know, that kind of thing. So in that way, I rehearsed it. You know, naturally you go, okay, you be me and, you know, or you be that guy and do it. So I don't know. I guess we did it on the show too, you know, like.
Yeah, y'all probably have done that. Oh, yeah, you're going to go do that?
Okay, you go do that. I'll be that person. You come at me with that. So, you know.
I guess. Right?
Yeah, I'll guarantee y'all have had at least one Keith and a Girl episode where it's gone down like that. Where well, I want to do this with a real person. Let's role play it right now on the show. So
most of the time when we interview people for a job, we're role playing because we have to pretend.
Yeah,
well, that's a different kind of role play.
That's different.
It sounds good.
So since I'm the adult, here's a question. Are you planning on doing your work good or extra good?
You eat your own shit in public. Ha ha, please answer.
Question, is any of this resume bullshit? No? Please get the fuck out. You gotta add at least one piece of bullshit or you're not human.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, I was doing a internship program, and they made us do a bunch of like rehearsal interview type things all the time. Like, oh, you got to say this. You got to, oh, I'm too good at everything. You know, that bullshit. So maybe that counts. But I don't think I've ever done a rehearsal, like, conversation with, like, a friend. Like, this is what I'm going to say to this girl or whatever. I always thought that was, like, something people made up for movies, you know?
I thought so, too. But when thinking about it, I think we throw out casual what ifs pretty often as people.
I also have some type of weird mental, like, brain thing where I'm always doing that in my head all the time anyway. So
everyone's doing that in the shower.
Yeah. Oh, or if you get beat up or if you lose a fight, a verbal fight, you're always like, I should have said, oh, and if he wouldn't have been ready if I would have said, oh, well, that's why your mama broke. Oh, fuck.
And they're going to pull out a third gun and I'm going to start laughing because they can't cock any of them with only two hands. And then.
Yeah, I'm only alive because I didn't say those things. But yeah.
Right. The laughter is going to piss them off so much. They drop the guns, right?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, of course you would shoot me, you bitch ass. All right, Karen, it's time for your title reading.
Yes. Episode 3562. How to Hire a Hitman with Cal Ocasio.
That's it.
Congratulations.
Yay! Wow.
That is correct.
And better than what Keith says.
It took me a year.
How much she wagered on that one? Zero still. Okay, interesting. Oh,
all right. Probably safe. So y'all know the wages going to be always zero.
I remember my mom, maybe dementia was hitting at this point looking back, but I'm like, oh, this is my girlfriend Kyle. And she's like, Kyle, but that's a boy's name. Like, and now we're stuck here. All right. So in this case, you don't really understand transgender stuff, so you're not worried about that. So we might as well just move on.
Yeah.
No reason to go down this rabbit hole.
Right.
Yeah. I'll do like a good unisex name, you know? And if you're a woman, you just have to get that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan.
Adrian.
Yeah. There's always like that unisex name.
I always wanted one. Oh, Sam.
Sam.
That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was always so cool in the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. Whenever they had like a teen rom-com, they'd always give the girl a typically male name or a girl name that could be shortened to a male's name.
Where it's love
like,
it.
Her name's Samantha, but everyone calls her Sam.
That's
she's
right.
So cool. Like, oh, Max, because her real name's Maxine. Oh.
That's right. I'm Sam. You took me seriously until you saw I had boobs.
Right. And of course, all the movies at the end with her showing her titties to somebody and making out. Because
very important.
It has to be a girl, guys. Come on. A man wrote this movie. Come on. Sorry to hear that Kyle got laid off, but understandably, did that make her an asshole?
No, she's been debating about quitting for the longest time. COVID's what really put an end to that gym. She gets a nice severance, and if she ever did want to work at a gym again, she more than knows her stuff. But it's almost a nice, I think, you know, now you got to do this, and you were debating about it. You were debating about spending more time doing comedy. Now, hopefully this free time doesn't mean you care more about your kids or spend time with them, because that'd be a waste of the time. You're doing plenty, sweetheart, I promise.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was wild that she got laid off. But also, she was late to the show because she fell asleep during a massage. But it sounded like Keith almost expected it, so it wasn't bad. I don't put words in your mouth.
He was prepared.
Yeah, you didn't even seem that upset. You seem like, well, this is what you do.
I expected it. And it's Hendon's fault for not expecting it. Right. And then
I expected it too, Keith.
Okay. So it worked out.
Just because I'm polite, it doesn't mean I didn't accept it.
But she goes, she'll be, you know, she says, you know, Kyle still thinks she'll be there at 3, let's say. And she won't. And then I say something. And then she goes, okay, 3:05. Like, I don't know what these people are thinking. Where this? and then later, after I already would have had made a call, how about 3:15? Then I'm like, how about 7:18? And then it all worked out.
tell me four and then you'll be early, you know? Right. Like,
but how do you
lying.
Even, I wouldn't be able to take a massage. Like, either way, no matter what, she would have been cutting it close. How can you enjoy yourself doing a massage knowing you got a half run to the subway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounded like she was already tired too, so that probably added on to it. Oh, you talking about telling people to be early, and this was by mistake. When I sent out my invitations for college, when they did the time, I think my dad did it, and I think he put like an hour early by accident, and so all my family that was late was actually on time.
Oh, for graduation.
Yeah, for my college graduation. So all my family that normally runs late was actually on time. And they was like, you tricked us. I was like, I didn't trick y'all. I did not know that the time wasn't out.
Meanwhile, like, there's no humility to it. You tricked us. It was like, if I came on time because you tricked me, I'd be like, I'm sorry that you have to trick me. Obviously, you're right. Because I'm here on time.
They was like, good, because I would have been late. I was well, I'm glad we tricked you then.
Right.
I did feel like Keith was a little cranky this episode.
Uh-oh.
Because you had Craig's Photoshop skills.
That was going on.
And space. And babies at the bar.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot
Kyle was late. I feel like he had a lot going on this episode. Like, you came with a type of energy.
The universe came with the energy. And then I have to report the facts, and it's a lot all at once. So of course there's going to be a tone. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. It was part one of Babies at the Bar, which Keith brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like the energy felt like someone brought it up to him as a totally reasonable thing, and he was reacting like, "Get the fuck out of my face." But Keith brought it up to be like, get the fuck out of my face.
He brought it up angry.
I thought it was ridiculous, but I didn't know that it would become so much that I was the one being ridiculous. And that's when we got the problem. You see. Yeah. What do we think over there, Moros? What do we think about the children and the babies in bars?
Yeah, so I was with the audience at first, and I didn't understand what you meant when you were babies at the bar with these adults. I really did think like that was like a theme of the bar or some shit.
Yeah, I thought it was a theme.
I was like, what is a parent bar? Like, I've never, only in New York. That is some wild shit right there. But if that's how you get down, but if it's just a bar with parents and their children at it or whatever, that is not that's not designated to what it is, it's just like where they hang out. That does feel a little weird just because, and it's not even the parents necessarily. People do wild shit in bars, and I just wouldn't want my kid. I barely want to be in a bar sometimes where you're like, these motherfuckers.
There's such not wild bars, though. Like, I went to one, and remember that because we're in New York, we don't have a place to get together. So we don't have a barbecue, a backyard to hang out. This is sort of like a backyard. And in order to sell alcohol, you have to have that license and you have to call yourself a bar. But if you were at Applebee's and you had your kids with you, you would be drinking. If you had, like, adults drink every single chance they get. So it's funny that this is like a little extra.
Well, I think it's because the kids more than if it was just a bar and adults are drinking in there, I think people wouldn't be that worried because, like, you know, you're an adult, you made your own decision, but the kids don't really have a choice. And you're hoping
I think we have to get out of the head of like some dive bar. There are a million different kinds of bars in New York. This was picnic tables outside with like, you know.
But this isn't the bar we were talking about.
Also, I was picturing, until this moment, I was actually picturing the upper scale classy joint with like caviar and champagne. So
instead of booze, it's tea. Did I mention that?
Right.
And you're done as soon as your second cucumber sandwich comes over.
Yeah. I just worry about other people fucking up and doing shit because I wouldn't. Like, I think the parent, like the parent isn't necessarily the one that's fucked up in this because I think parents all the time have a couple beers or some shit, you know, to cook out or a barbecue or something. But when you start adding these other random stranger motherfuckers you don't know, that's the people I'm like, we've all been in a bar where you're like, who this motherfucker right here can't be in here. You know what I mean?
And I think for me, it's almost, it's a balance to it because it's like, sometimes it could be, because a lot of people just don't like children. A lot of people just need to admit they hate children. And I think for some people, that's where a lot of that pushback is of why do you have your children in here comes from for some people. But I do think it needs to be a balance because also everywhere isn't designed for children. And now we have parents that be like, if I'm in here, my kid can be in here. Well, that's fine, but don't expect the adults around you to change their behavior. I'm still going to drink. I'm still going to cuss. You know, because some people don't give a fuck about your kids.
Yeah, and there's that weird tension there.
Yeah, and then some parents get offended. My kid, I didn't bring the kid in here. You know,
I don't think anyone gives a shit about your kid. No one gives a shit about your kid in public. Not really. They're minding their own kids or their own selves.
But some parents respond to
We used to go to like a bar to watch Sunday football all day. Mm-hmm. And it would be cool, you know, mostly adults because it's drinking and football.
Right.
But every once in a while, someone bring like a kid in there and it would kind of either kill the energy or change the energy. And God forbid it is one of those people that's like, I'm changing the energy. You know what I mean? Like, because every once in a while, it would be a like, guys, that's enough of your cussing and roughhousing. Right. It's like, what the fuck are you doing in here?
Right.
No, it's not.
But I'd also submit this. There are places for kids that also have alcohol. Mm-hmm. And we call those places Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes,
and
we
those
do.
Are probably the most dangerous places on the planet.
Chuck E. Cheese has alcohol?
Yes. Mm. You don't hear about the fights and the brawls from the parents.
Oh, yeah. We hear about it all the time.
In the Chuck E. Cheese. They be drunk.
I mean, I assume they have alcohol because if not, they fighting sober and that's even scarier.
Right.
Like, I hope it was some beer involved.
I'm about to say, hope it was some beer involved and we're not just punching mouses for nothing.
Yeah.
That's a creepy mouse, though. I don't know if you've seen the old ones.
Yeah. I mean, you got to punch somebody, right? but yeah, and then also I love that Keith went,
oh my god, they have beer, they have, yes,
mm-hmm.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, because the parents was like, I have to sit here for hours on end watching this thing go on repeat for the 5 hours we're in here. I have to get
beer
toasted.
And wine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why it's popular, because it's not really that great a place.
You're going to need it to be around all those fucking kids.
Now, that's the place you go where you want to go and they have shit to do for your kids. And it's
but
like
I'm saying,
oriented.
That's the thing. It's for kids and it's dangerous. This is not a point in the other favor. This is a point to keep arguing. Even the places that are like explicitly bring your kids here, motherfuckers getting stabbed in the ball pit, man. It's not. This shit is terrible. The E in Chuck E. Cheese stands for inebriated. Everybody needs to avoid that space. So yeah, they go to the bar with their kids. I love that Keith went, was it a waste of massage to be worried and stressed out about being late? And Kyle was like, no. I was like, right, because she was never stressed about being late.
Right. It bothers me. And that's my hangout. I can't make her feel away.
Was she late for work ever? Like,
She has a lot of freedom. She has a lot of freedom.
I see. Okay.
And she wasn't that late at all, actually, to our show. But at this point, I don't know. So now she's like, should we start? Now I'm like, no, now we can't start because I picked 3:30 now.
Oh, right. Right.
So does Craig know Photoshop the way Jesse Joyce knows Spanish?
Yes. See. Yeah. Adam did a better job in 2 fucking minutes. He showed, here's the tool you use to wrap around an air. It's the third button down.
Oh, man. Oh, Craig. He's having
now,
a week.
How is Craig doing?
We haven't talked since.
Do you guys fake make up with your fake fights?
We're
or
fine.
Do you...
We're fine. We yell at each other all the time. It's
I mean, I already fucked up on space. And now you bring your Photoshop in.
He's yelled
at
a lot recently.
Yeah, y'all been
it's
going
a strain
through.
On a relationship.
Next thing you know, he's going to like the gray man, and it's just going to be over.
He did start a spreadsheet on who wins games in Destiny after we play. So I think he's trying to teach me some kind of lesson all of a sudden. So it can't be a coincidence, right?
Well, he said you guys changed the rules in order to make yourselves win.
Oh, is he in our chat room that I pay for?
No,
slander?
This was privately. This was private.
He privately sent this to you. Interesting.
No.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Because Kendall loves to know camping? About Destiny.
Oh, my
rules.
God. No.
Holy shit. This motherfucker knew the rules for.
I'm
I know
sorry,
what happened.
Craig.
I figured
sorry,
it
Craig.
Out. Before a show, I go, I'm arguing with Craig over this spreadsheet. Can everybody yell, fuck you? So I'm going to guess Craig said, hey, can you leave me a fuck you message? Is that true? All right. All right. I'm a detective. Yes, I got it from my dad. Okay.
So you did just turn it to your dad because you said the word slander like you were going to sue Kerry.
Right, right. And then this is pure calumny. Pure calumny.
Oh, my goodness.
So he told you, it was actually, they changed the rules on stuff. For months, we've been playing a different way of scoring Destiny, Gambit, namely, if you're in the know. That's it. He lost one night based on these rules, and he's acting like the rules were a surprise and never happened. To lie and drag you into that, you kind of would have said, fuck me, just because you wanted it, okay? Please, it's an excuse for her. That you made up this bullshit lie about the number of points in a thing. Oh my, and then Kenda went with that information. What if somebody said, hey, what's the right way to do to score Gambit? And she ends up spreading this lie.
It was really not this big. It was really not this big. I'm just saying, I don't know. How do I rewind?
Sick. That dude is sick.
Delete.
Drag her into your conspiracy of lies, Craig. How dare you?
If you play Gambit, we count the motes, of course. We get 5 points for killing a real person, because that's a big fucking deal, and 2 points for blockers, because you're going out of your way to kill them to help the team. He goes, but I killed 76 fake little monsters that run around that aren't real people and are easy to kill. I should have 76 points. It's like, you last minute makeup shit, motherfucker. That's stupid because of, well, it's obvious why it's stupid. And it's stupid because we've been playing this way for months and now you're acting. You know what he does, by the way?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. He'll wait. If he won by the new fun rules that we make, then he would have won.
Right.
But now all of a sudden we're not smarter than Bungie.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
Get out of here, Craig. Take your space trapper keeper with you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Take your space trapper keeper with you. I had that in sixth grade, the oldest universe. Get the fuck out.
You know, space isn't that fun because y'all play Destiny, but y'all never like look at the live feed of the Hubble stuff.
Right. Never. Hey, let's all do it together and do our remarks. We have a good time.
Yeah. Fake space is dope.
Yeah, fake space.
Fake space?
Cool.
Oh, like fucking deep. I don't know, Star Trek. I'm watching Star Trek. Oh, the shit they do in this fake space.
Yeah.
You know? So cool.
He doesn't go, hey, Captain, that red star is like the oldest thing, that red bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks. Dun, 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 dun. The end credits. Fuck off.
They've had zero episodes where they look through that telescope and go, crazy, right?
One day we'll get there. Get the fuck out of here.
No one cares about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I love that we've become the people that killed Galileo after he discovered like the Earth goes around the sun.
Because he acted like it was a big fucking deal.
Yeah, and everybody was like, oh, really?
Get the fuck out.
You fucking nerd. Go get the fucking torches, guys. We got another one.
Because he kept making up bullshit. And it's like, okay, yeah, you told me about the sun. What have you done for me lately? Get the fuck out of here.
They killed him because he was just like, if you look at that one really, really far away, they're like, oh, fucking get the torch. Get the torch.
Sounds good. You're just annoying. It's not that they didn't believe him. He's just annoying as fuck.
He's like, it's so wondrous. They're like, it's the same shit from last night, Galileo.
Nothing has changed.
But you know, now it's a little closer.
Doesn't Mike Kaplan have a joke like this where he used to get the books knocked out of his hands and he's like, I don't understand these bullies. They knocked the book out of my hands like, there, now we both won't learn.
The beach is closed because of sharks, which is for the best.
Which is probably affected by space, right?
If
tides are the moon.
Tides, boom. That is some knowledge you can use. We haven't learned anything else about it since 1901 or whenever the fuck we figured that out.
And then
are
people say
tasty,
and people nod like it makes sense. Like tides, the moon,
gravity, idiot.
Oh, okay, gravity, the moon.
But you know what? Probably is better than learning that the moon affects the tides.
Like
watching that movie Moonfall, where the moon falls into the earth.
Oh,
and it's all fake. But I guarantee you it's better than going to the fucking observatorium or wherever.
Guaranteed.
And looking at that, I'd rather see the fake moon fall into the fake earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Craig.
Sorry, not sorry. Someone had to say it.
I'm surprised that Hemda didn't get bit by a shark, though. She has, like,
the luck.
The reverse miracle luck. So it's like, because I was watching news and I was like, they're closing the beach. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Sharks. And it was like, six people got bit. And I was like, man, there wasn't one of them. Good for her.
Two were in a tent. What?
Things are looking up for our girl. Okay? Like,
if they could walk, they might get her, but they only could do the water.
Oh, man. You know what? I think I would have, because I was just at the beach, but the water's too cold and it's too dirty here in New York. It's you gotta like get over it to get in. So I haven't been going in so much. But yeah, you're right. I would have got bit. Thank you.
It's just your luck, you know.
I feel seen, yes.
the sharks are just like, fuck. So right. close.
Yeah, and I probably had my period too.
Yeah. Yeah. Da-na-da-na. What about the poll, Keith?
The poll was, are you pro or anti children in bars? Just over 50%, one vote away. The winners are the common censors. Anti-children in bars by one literal vote.
Oh, wow.
It was weird to vote yes, I'm cool with this, because I'm like, this isn't, I wouldn't just go like, yeah, I'm cool with kids in bars, but it's so specific and it's so different.
It's so interesting, too, because the next day, y'all talked about it on the next podcast. And then hearing people's like scenarios, it was like, oh, wait, that poll would have been more in Keith's favor.
Yeah, right.
But it was like, oh, no, it's like obviously the preschool hours. It has a preschool meetup for PTA meeting at the bar. It's like, no, that he never said any of this.
Yeah, we have a place called Books and Bars, and you come in with a used book and you, well, that's not the place.
Kids and booze. You're like, look at hair.
Oh, Karen, it's your time to shine again, buddy. All right.
It is.
Gonna need you to look in the chat over here on Zoom, and I'm gonna hit send, and I need you to give me the title of the next episode.
Even the title's exciting.
Yeah.
Right? Episode 3563. Jacuing. J-A.
That's how the French do it.
Jacuing. Jacuing. We do it. We cooing.
You listen to these shows, Karen. That's the most amazing thing. Jacking off, as in just asking questions. But you added flair to it. Who was the host? Who was the guest? I mean.
Oh, I know this one, Christian Finnegan.
That's right.
Yay! 2 out of 3 this week. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
And 2 out of 3 titles as well.
Yes. It still weighs nothing.
I came in with my coat. I'm leaving with my coat. Fuck you.
Yes. Was you're Christian, not getting anything out of me.
Was Christian an asshole?
Christian was not an asshole, no. Dang, no, he sometimes, you've heard him on the show before. He really could come in like a mopey mood. Like he found out somebody he knows got a speeding ticket. He's ready to kill himself. This one seemed like he was in good enough spirits, I think.
Oh, really? I thought he was the same sad person, but
I'm not saying he was Bozo the Clown. I'm saying I didn't pick up a suicide watch.
I got to congratulate him. I don't know if it's a conscious effort or not, but she didn't really bust Christian's balls until like the it's very conscious. End of the show, until he promoted his Substack. Then she finally got him. But, like, y'all went a long time with her kind of just, you know, like letting him do his Christian thing. Cause I normally feel like he gets distracted anytime him to hit him with a nice ribbing. He's just like, he goes even more into his sad boy thing.
You know what? And I know that. So that's the thing. I'm just like, if somebody tells me I'm hitting too hard, then I will pull back. Because if I told somebody that they're hitting too hard, I would hope they pull back also. It's too bad, but that's my problem. And I am trying to be, I don't know, if that's not how he wants to talk with me, then I won't do it.
It's still it's still a great show, still a great guest. Like, it doesn't like I'm not like, oh, fuck, this just fucked the whole show up or anything. Mm-hmm. But,
I'm not treating him like he's a Fabergé egg, but, you know, he doesn't like me poking. He took it wrong. He depicted it as, this was during a live show during KTG week. He's like, you treat me like we used to date and you hate me now for some reason. And I'm like, man, if that's how you see me, then I'm done with this. I thought we were having fun, you know? Right. So if that's how I'm playing with you, then I need to back up, because I don't know, that's not your style. Okay.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah. I grew up in a house where joking with people means you love them.
Yeah.
So it was like, and like, if we don't joke with you, that means we don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we had someone come over once, and it was a white person, and they were just hanging out with us. And, you know, we're all black. We're just making jokes and shit. And so like all marginalized people, you get together and you make jokes about the dominant culture, and it's just part of just the thing. You're hanging out. And I remember that person being like, God, did they like hate me because I'm white? And I was like, oh no, well, that the good news is that'll never happen again. The bad news is we don't, that means we probably don't fuck with you no more. So you take the good, take the bad.
I can do this to you.
The excerpt from that Trump speech. Right? Oh my God.
Say the election's over. Well, I'm not going to say the election's over. I'll just say the Senate codified certifications.
And this was 4 years into his presidency.
Right.
Mm. I'm surprised the speechwriters hadn't given up on that. Like, they were still trying to get him to say the right things in the first draft of those speeches. Mm-hmm. I after 4 years of Trump, I'm just handing him the like the fucked up version right away. Like, yeah it's still fake elections, fraud, and we love all the insurrectors.
Yeah. That's like, I'm not doing the I'm not redrafting this 8 times.
Yeah. The speechwriter should make it worse so that we get to know who the real guy is, you know? Yeah. And you should be honored by my lateness that I would even show up to this fake shit.
Yes.
God bless America.
That's what he might as well say.
That'd oh,
be
man.
So great. What if you do that? Oh, that'd be great.
Because he'd read it.
Yeah.
Yes, like, it's not like he'd be like, he finally, no notes.
No notes.
Good grief. Although I now want that for every president and every speech that has ever been done. Like, what was the things they had to take out? Yeah. You know what I mean? Where they're like, yeah, I can't say that, dog. That's that won't work for me. You know,
it is weird to have access to that as the people. You
yeah.
know? They're just like, ooh.
I want Bill Clinton's I didn't have sexual relations first draft.
That would be a good one.
I finger banged her a little bit. It's like, no, Bill, you can't. We can't work that in, bro. What about sexual relations? Close enough. We'll go with sexual relations.
Yeah. See, and they got, but the presidents got more. You know, they were themselves as time went on. Like at first, right. Trump would have been like, I don't even know the bitch.
Right? Yes.
Yes.
But now we have Trump going, who? What?
Yeah, so good.
I'd rather just say I don't know who she is, and she's never been in my office.
I appreciate Keith. You were talking about the voting stuff, and you just brought up like, yeah, it's just racism. Like it's not like it's right. like it's just not. We've exhausted every other reason. It's not that deep at this point. They haven't really left us with a lot of in-between room anymore where you right. can kind of be like, oh, well, you know, financially, I do like lower taxes. It's just they're like, we don't care about that anymore. We actually only care about women making them have babies and fucking all the bad shit. Like, no Mexicans in our country. It's just, goddamn, there's no middle ground. And I appreciate that. And maybe people will hear it coming from you because mm-hmm. you're a straight white dude. As very opposed straight. To hearing it from other people, the straightest white dude, honestly. But yeah, it's like Trump's not good at anything except bigotry now. Oh, there's right. not like
he's the king of it.
There wasn't another thing that we got as him as president where you're like, but you got to admit, like it's all just it's like he took everything off the table. And if that is the trade off for having Keith like Elvis, then I'll take it.
All right.
A fair deal. Yeah. I also love that dude, that professor that's looking for a cure for homosexuality. Haven't you heard of this guy called Jesus? I think we got it, bro. Oh man. You show up the first day of his class, it's just like fuck. You know, like although I feel like he got to give everybody an A now. So, like, the time to take that professor is right after he just fucked up on Twitter. Because ain't nobody failing that shit next semester. I promise that.
Can I see you after class? Yeah, can I bring my tape recorder? You piece of shit.
You know what? You get an A. I don't know. I knew Keith won that poll for the bar. because he didn't bring it up on last week. Brought up the next day. So I said, he's definitely in the lead. And he brought it up like kind of out of nowhere. And the other thing is him that goes in preemptively to be like, let me get ahead of this, right? Because Christian doesn't know the whole backstory.
Right, right.
Christian agrees with him. And there's like a good 5 or 6 minutes of this conversation. And Keith is silent.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, he fucking won the poll. He was sitting there with a full house, like, get it out your system. Get your closing arguments before the jury. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. Guilty.
Just that poll's done? Oh, here's another one. Guilty.
Let's go to the Reddit poll. Like, we must be killing it.
Oh, yeah. He even went to the Reddit poll. That was interesting. Uh-huh.
Yeah. The best part is just him letting... I wish I when it's on YouTube, I'm going to go look at his face because I feel like he's just like, go ahead, children. Do your thing.
Stroking my beard.
Yeah.
Standing back, one leg over the left. Mm-hmm. You were in a bench, not by other people. Go ahead, explain.
That's interesting, Mr. Bond. The bomb went off 5 minutes ago.
I expect you to die.
Yeah. You brought up that Thor granted his powers to all those children in the movie.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Here's the thing, though.
Go ahead.
Thor didn't know he could do that.
How to come
until
to him.
He get it for Jane. So then,
okay.
He's a fucking dumbass.
Okay, so these are spoilers. So
yeah,
he get kind of. So how does this woman Thor have powers? Because one day Thor was just talking to himself like, oh, I hope she's always protected. Well, the hammer heard that and can be put back together. Now she is a gymnast, a ninja. She knows space where she can, you know, slide and flip into anywhere. You know, she's a goddess now. Then later in the movie, he goes, hey, I need these kids to have powers. He goes, he goes, I know I whispered it once. I figured out that's what happened. Now I'll yell it powerfully and it'll work with all these kids. Or that'll be embarrassing, but who cares? I got to take a risk. And it worked.
It worked.
For a limited time. He was like, this can't be forever.
Yeah. Right. Meanwhile, Karen, my point is, he could give it to the Guardians of the Galaxy. He can give it to people he trusts, such as Captain America at the time. You could not have stopped a group of superheroes where everybody is Thor. And he never did it.
He can now. He didn't know he could.
So is he going to do it from now on, or are we going to ignore that one cute thing?
He better fucking do it.
He won't.
Time.
He won't.
And I hope he does it in the next Taika Waititi movie because you know it'll be a joke. Like, he'll do it and then it won't matter anymore. Like, all the kids will get slapped. They'll be like, well, all right, that's why we don't do that anymore, and then move on.
Or it'll be something simple like the genius, the Hulk. He'll be like, I figured out red peppers takes away your ability to do that power. He's like, I'll be right with you. Let me eat this fajita. I'm an idiot. Yeah. No, shit. I can't give people my powers now.
In the comic books, so Thor's hammer works because you have to be worthy. You have to believe that you're worthy. Right. So magical, right? And in the comic books, he loses the power to use his hammer because the character that Sam Jackson plays whispers something in his ear.
Huh.
And then and it just fucked him up so bad mentally, he couldn't fuck with the hammer no more.
We all have a little bad in us.
Yeah. Like, that is
I know what you did last summer.
That's such a crazy fucking thing. Like, I love comic books. They're so stupid, they're so good, you know. But yeah, so that was my thoughts on this episode. What about the poll, Keith?
The poll was, do you stay abreast to new music? Do you basically listen to the tired and true? Or do you go, hey, what's on the charts today? I, for example, new to write, no, I do not stay abreast.
I wrote, no, I do not.
I'm a yes.
You're a yes. I applaud you. I kind of think that this is one of the things that, like, you're supposed to do a little bit so that you don't sound like, oh, that's for your day.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what happened to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like
it.
Well,
I'll tell you, it really helps. Talking to my niece, too.
So that you know what slurs are acceptable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Or like, shit, with this music that these kids listen to now, at least on the rap side, all these motherfucking rappers getting killed, man. So yeah, like,
very young too.
I'm like talking to my niece. I'm like, so what are you listening to? And she named like three dead people. I was like, fuck. Like, so damn, that's kind of sad. But yeah. Damn. So what was that? What was the result?
Do you stay abreast to new music? Yes, 44%. No, 56%.
44 is higher than I thought.
It is high though.
Yeah.
It's also not the same. Like, we used to have to listen to the radio. So you knew the new Madonna song, whether you liked Madonna or not. You knew that Bon Jovi came out with a song. You knew this, that, and the next. Here, like, not really. There's not a dropping of an album, not really. There's people who are so much more famous than other people, but they're famous like on YouTube for this video thing, for this other musical thing. It's so interesting. Like, you have famous people in these pockets of things too. Like, you're the most famous in this pocket, in that pocket. So I don't know how you even keep abreast. You're listening to the radio.
Nobody would say to me in 2022, check out this song, don't worry, be happy. And then it gets silly. It's fun. You'll like it. It's fun. Check it out.
And also, I think for a lot of people, they kind of age themselves out. Because a lot of people actually like the music when they had unlimited amount of time, if that makes sense. When you're young, you have hours and hours and hours on end. You don't have a real job. You're not really doing shit, you know. And so that period of time, and like when you're in your early 20s, then people just tap out because they go, well, now I'm a parent. I got shit to do and I got work. So they just kind of just tap out versus continually listening to new stuff.
And we don't have central locations anymore.
No.
Like, it used to be like you put it on MTV and in any hour of the day, just about, there'd be like a music block or some shit. Now
there is no, you never heard of that song.
Right.
It could be a number one song right now and I never heard of it.
Right.
The same.
Because there's no radio, really.
Right.
Because we're all on our apps. There's no, like I said, MTV is playing Catfish all day, you know, repeats all day. A reality show stuff. So yeah, it totally makes sense that, you know, it's harder to keep up when you get older, you know?
Yeah. And also I think I do kind of verge out, but I think Roderick actually does it more than me. And Roderick has to actually tell me like who these people are. And actually, particularly when it comes to slang, I'm just old. I'm like, now what that mean? And who is that? And, you know, well, and I know it might sound silly, but when the news write them articles and they like use a phrase and explain it, I was like, oh, you talking to me? Because I don't know what the fuck that is.
Well, hold on. That's because you love not knowing stuff. That has nothing to do with
it. He tells me that all the time. He said, you get a kick out of just not knowing.
Yeah, you like to be the person that doesn't know something. Like, you want to be old so bad. It's kind of scary.
Well, nowadays, you know, I turn on a song. I have access to every song ever made as they're getting made. I can log into a studio right now and hear what they're up to, if they're affiliated with Apple in any way, if somebody ate an Apple, anything. I hear a song, I don't like it, that's the end of it. In my day, an album was $16, and you made yourself love every song.
Listen.
Yeah. Okay. You don't separate from that $20 bill.
Let me tell you something. I have never been madder than waiting in a fucking line on midnight on a Tuesday. And by the time I get back to my dorm, I already hate this album.
Right.
Oh, it's fuck you. As an artist, it is fuck you for the rest of your life.
Oh,
you will never, ever be able to do right by me.
I didn't even think of that. But also, you know all of the songs in the album because you had to pick a CD for your day. Yeah.
And if it was an artist you loved,
you
would be in denial for like a good couple weeks or like, this is pretty good, right? And I'm like, no, it was never good. And you knew it when you fucking were in line.
Scott Weiland, the guy behind, what was he in? Stone Temple Pilots, did a solo album called 12 Bar Blues, god awful. And I kept trying to make myself like it to the point that if I hear the first two songs now, I'd probably be like, oh yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. But I made myself do that.
All the periphery members of hip hop crews like Drag On from the Rough Riders
terrible
Capadonna from the Wu-Tang or something so many bad albums
and all the breakouts from Master P and the crew. I'm good.
Just scorched in my brain of just like, I what happened? you were good when there were 9 other people with you, and then you got to do a whole thing by yourself, and you sucked, and it all sucked.
And if things were physical, people would still be a little more, what's the word, discriminatory. Kanye's religious albums would never have come out if you had to pick them up for $20 physically.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Like, in the day when you had to go in, and now we see how unsanitary it is, but back then, you would go in and, like, go to the listening station, put on the fucking DJ headphones, mm-hmm. and sit there for, like, 20 minutes perusing the album tracks to make sure it wasn't some bullshit. If he put out fucking, like, Yeezus or something, we'd be like, right. What happened to Kanye? Absolutely not. No, thank you, sir.
I mean, that shit would not sell.
But also, the album was the only chance that you had to listen to music other than mixtapes or whatever without commercials. We would have 15-minute commercial breaks where we'd go, not every channel has to have a commercial, right? And we'd flip from channel to channel. And either you got the same song or you got fucking 15 minutes of commercials.
Yeah, they all broke at the same time. I think that shit was timed.
Yeah, it had to be.
Somebody would copy a song for you from the radio, but they kept in the they caught the DJ was talking the beginning or end. And I'm like, I know I'm not a millionaire, but I'm not a crumb bum piece of shit.
Yeah. Remember mixtapes? I don't know if y'all remember. Yeah. Like it would be like, well, it was mostly a hip hop thing, but it would be like a couple unreleased songs that were never going to come out anywhere, some remixes, blah, blah, blah. But the DJ just talked over all the shit anyway. And then you must remember DJ Clue Minotti. I'm like, Jay-Z's rapping. Shut the fuck up.
No one cares about you.
Oh, man. Dogs 39, Space.
Diamond Dogs 39, Space.
Very contentious episode.
Me and my buddy Hollywood.
What's interesting is Craig had the smoke for Bianca. Karen, having the smoke means that
he was there. I know this one.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know this one. What's the smoke for Bianca?
He was very upset with her.
We are laughing about space because we are laughing about space.
Smoke is that a new term? I never heard smoke.
Oh man, no, smoke is not, it's a couple years old. It's basically who wanna fight, who wants to battle.
It can't be good.
You wanna smoke sounds good.
Oh, okay.
No, do you want to smoke, bro?
It was a song called Who Want to Smoke? Who Want to Smoke? And it was just all about wanting to fight people and shit.
Yeah, I would have answered that in the club, wrong.
It's time to go.
Right? Who want to smoke? Pass it. Oh, God, no.
Not that kind of smoke.
Left side, dude. Come on.
Is there any chance Bianca could come on Dogs to hash it out with Craig?
No, because it was mostly us talking behind his back, which is even worse because it was so personal that it wasn't even for the air. It was real and just over text. One on one, so the mockery was sincere. So it's real, like nasty shit. That it would be unfair for her to try to. Hey, can you turn this into a fun thing? No, it was an evil thing, and one of the greatest days of my life.
But it's okay for you to tell us about it,
Well, it's just what happened to me. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Got it. Craig asked the mathematician if 1 + 1 = 2. And the answer blew his mind. Mm-hmm. So I say he's disqualified from Science Talk.
Thank you.
Is he doing that Terrence Howard thing we were talking about the other day, making up his own math?
Have y'all heard about the Terrence Howard thing?
Like after the Oscars or something, right? Yeah. I know he's a nut some time ago.
He says 1 × 1 = 2. It can't be 1.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and he does a whole thing. And now, since we let that go unchecked.
Right.
He's in Uganda claiming he has invented a way to purify their water from all plastics, grow a bunch of crops. He has a new way of working with hydrogen.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He
on
was
his
given
break
a speech.
From something. What does this guy do?
He was and/is an actor.
Mm-hmm.
But
did he memorize the wrong lines? What's happening?
He says he's a mathematician now that has figured out how to bring Uganda prosperity.
I'm not doing it. Worst case, we're doing it both the same. So who gives a fuck?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But best case, he's doing that shit.
I want to
see. And by the way, history, you know, we find out shit all the time. We just found out Space isn't what we thought about it. Apparently, it's bigger. I don't want to brag. I knew it was bigger. Ever expanding, if you ask me.
Right, of course.
But maybe the numbers aren't what we think they are. There's a chance.
Yeah, one times one is two.
I got my eyes on four. What according the fuck is up?
Yeah, the whole thing.
It looks funny, right? It's like, I believe it's even, but what?
We just got to hope that his new hydrogen technology can defend Uganda in the way that he said and bring them sovereignty like he promised.
He didn't say like he ran into the new Black Panther or nothing, right?
No, okay. But honest to God, this speech sounded like some shit out of Wakanda.
Right. It did, didn't it?
Like, if you ever want to play it on your show or whatever, I'll just put a link in the chat. But there's like a Twitter link halfway through, and it honest to God sounds like a speech from a Marvel movie where African nation is like, we're actually the most technologically sound, diverse place. We just don't tell anybody.
He's going to develop a new hydrogen technology.
You know, I was born Terrence DeShawn Howard. I've become an actor. You know, I've been nominated for Oscars and Golden Globes and
I'm world renowned. We get it.
Imagine this is the start of your science talk.
Right.
You may know me from films such as
I'm Terrence Howard, Hustle and Flow, Marvel.
I'm not a scientist and I don't play one on TV, but here's some shit.
I was in Empire. Anyway, here's how we're gonna cure hunger.
You know, I was born Terrence DeShawn Howard. I've become an actor. You know, I've been nominated for Oscars and Golden Globes and SAG Awards.
I turned down that part, you can imagine, in Westworld.
But those weren't the things that really moved me. As a child, I studied chemical engineering at Pratt Institute, was there for 2 years until I saw that there was an inconsistency with the math there.
Oh,
and so I went out to explore a new way of understanding how the universe worked, and I was able to define.
But it's not English, and English isn't going to build crops. Who gives a fuck?
I'm sorry, but Pratt Institute, like, shout out, college is college. I get it, but that's not the place where they're discovering that much new math, right?
Well, that's what he knew. And 2 years in, he was able to go, no, not the math, not good here.
To define the grand unified field equation they've been looking for and put it into geometry. And then with that geometry, I was able to put props on that. And what I'm saying is now we have invented a new form of flight.
Oh, they cut to somebody who's just somebody on stage. She's ready to laugh her lips off.
To replace the drones.
Find some real science.
All right, you get it. Jesus.
Yeah.
So where was this? I didn't even, where was this?
Uganda.
Uganda.
And he just what, like, got the press there and started to talk?
He was talking to, I want to say, like, the prime minister or something. Like, it's a pretty big
everybody's dressed nice.
Deal.
Yeah.
It's
holy,
like,
shit.
They cut to the prime minister at the very end, and he's, like, looking like he's considering it. And I'm like, yeah, you got to fire him, right? That's recall election something.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Now I feel bad that I'm shat on Pratt, but I just didn't expect Pratt to come out of his face.
Okay, this is because of Hemda.
To replace the helicopters, to replace the planes, we have all the funding necessary. What we need is just a fertile ground in which to build this. Now, this is the...
On weekends, I went to DeVry.
of hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
This is the proton itself. Mm. So any bond that hydrogen can make, our linchpins are able to make. So we're talking about unlimited bonding, unlimited predictable structures, supersymmetry.
He doesn't blink.
And the linchpins are now able to behave as a swarm, as a colony that can defend a nation, that can harvest.
Okay, all right, very good.
Sounds like some Wakanda shit.
Is he running for president?
Of Africa?
I don't see why. Of anything. Why not?
Just over there helping for free, y'all. Trying to get this new math.
That's what it's about.
All that shit.
The money will come in a big, big way for everybody after one times one is two.
Yes, he actually says that in the speech, and you're like,
hey, guys, what if the plus is we just looked at it sideways and it's a times?
Supersymmetry, you know, we're talking about hydrogen platforming. I'm like, I could have made this up. Yeah.
And then I'll explain to you how humans bastardized the Bible.
Yeah. I learned this while I was on Empire. Dilithium crystals and phasers.
Me and Cookie.
Right.
I saw on social media, I don't know how I got there, but somebody asked, is blah, blah, blah in the Bible? And then somebody's answer was, the Bible was flawless when God wrote it, but then man got their hands on it. I'm like, where did God put the book?
Is this from Empire? Is this the second kind of kooky thing from Empire? Wasn't the first one the guy who said
Smollett?
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He is an actor from Empire. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody should look into their craft services. Something's
in their water.
I think.
Yes.
How about you work on fixing their water first? Then we'll go to Africa.
Yeah. It's just acid, you know? But yeah, good luck to him, you know? I mean, what if it would be hilarious if he is our Galileo, right?
It'd be something.
We're just all looking back one day like, fuck, he was right. 2,000 years ago, they laughed at Terrence Howard, but now
he was the real Tony.
Now that
Stark.
We're colonizing Mars, we have no one to thank but
him. Apparently,
but him.
We laugh at things we don't understand. At least me and Bianca for about 2-3 hours.
Yeah, I do feel like the scientists get a printout from the telescope now. And then they have to have an emergency conference room meeting about how they're going to fool the rest of us. And they're thinking that we should keep giving them money.
The red one's further away? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
The blurry ones. That's,
okay. We got to send this one out even further, guys.
Like, guys, you ain't going to believe this. Like, oh, shit. Because, like, that's how we know it's a big deal, right? We don't actually know it's a big deal. Like, if they just sent us that picture to the news, it wouldn't make any news, right? Like no journalists would report it. But if
it
they
would
have
make
a press
a Reddit conference, thread at best.
At best, right? Yes. It'd be like and then it'd be somebody jacking in the thread or whatever, just asking questions like Keith, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they do a press conference, they bring out like NASA and Elon Musk and so we're like, it must be a big deal. These are our smartest, biggest minds, and they're saying the things that we see on this thing that we don't understand are a big fucking deal. I mean, I feel like it's kind of making, it could be bullshit is what I'm saying. It could be bullshit. We would never know. They're much smarter than us is the only thing we do understand. So.
Right. But all of science could be bullshit because we don't understand it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like we just got to take their word for it. Like I can't even be mad at, like, there's a possibility that they are absolutely right. This is the most exciting, expansive, blah, blah, blah. I am too stupid to understand. I need a person on YouTube to explain to me what happens in Marvel movies.
Yes.
I could never understand even if this shit was the greatest thing we've ever fucking invented. I don't know. I'll take your word for that in climate change. Like, y'all got it.
I have another Craig complaint, by the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Break
it down. You bring up the Photoshop thing. So you can see on the website under his show, and also it's under the Keith and the Girl show when we last talked about it, the one with Kyle. It's the cover of my autobiography and then the horrible, horrible work that he did Photoshop. And he said, fake yelling at me, I told the chat the same thing I'm about to say, and they all agreed with me. Like Craig's about to say what I said, and everybody's like, yeah, absolutely. Let me take you one at a time. Absolutely. You're right. He says, if you give somebody a low-quality cover, in this case, you can't do great work on Photoshop. And supposedly, all 30 of you are at the time are like, this guy tricked you. I wasn't there to defend myself. This guy tricked you because, yes, what's up there on the website now is lower quality than the actual picture. It looks fine, but it's lower quality because our tool only allows me to make the picture so big. And there's no reason to have, you know, bigger size pictures. I gave him a much, much, much bigger, better quality. He acted like he was going off that small win. That's your buddy, Craig. And all of you that apparently, this never happened, so I'm not really offended, that apparently agreed with him and hated on me, you were tricked, you were bamboozled. Now, none of you did that, so it doesn't really matter. But if you did, which you didn't, fuck you.
Just have to get your blood pressure up to a certain point by, like, doctor's orders every day or something?
I do better playing Destiny when I'm heated.
Like, did your doctor give you a choice of a pill or just yelling at Craig once a day?
Mm-hmm. This is my exercise.
Yeah, do you...
He's good for my heart.
Yeah, you've spoken about it, and you said, hey, Craig, tell me something that'll piss me off daily. And Craig said, easily.
And Craig said, I never try to piss you off. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Right.
He knows. He knows how to get me, just so. He's good.
Push those buttons.
Yeah, he's good. Ugh.
Oh, man. I love that he took it to the jury pool of the chat.
Yeah.
Well, Keith does that, right? He's like, I wasn't there to defend myself. Craig is never here.
No, I like it to sweat.
He has to defend himself.
I don't need him here. I'm just telling you that he tried to trick you. He tried to trick you. And maybe he did trick one or two of you. And on behalf of me, because I pay for the chat room, I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
And you'd think that Keith would be into the science shit just because it's more proof that God isn't real, but
right, we still don't see him in any of these fucking dots. How about you say the red one's God? Now we're talking. It's another rock. Who gives a fuck?
Oh man. Oh, Craig. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. If Craig said that to you in the chat, that's cap. Now what that's cap means, Cam, is that it is a lie.
Yeah, you had to tell me that one because everybody kept saying that's cap. And I was like, cap what? What cap? Cap's for the computer? Roger was like, no, no.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You'll hear it more as in no cap seems to come up more, that somebody is not lying.
No cap mean they're telling the truth.
But
last week on Keith and the Girl, I hear Bianca's new hair was bussing.
It was totally bussing. It was totally bussing. No cap on that.
You love to see it, although I don't feel like we got to see it. Imda, I thought you were going to post it to Reddit.
Oops. I had made a mistake. I had forgotten, and I even posted on Reddit, hey, guys, what am I forgetting? And then so I'm going to blame it on COVID this time, even though I don't think I got COVID until like Friday. But okay. And so it's coming. I just have to scrub through that episode. It's on my list. All right.
You gotta see it. I gotta see this new fierce hair.
It looks good.
Yes, I'm so happy for her.
Yes. And
when she was talking about going to get her hair done, I was like, I can relate. Now, I haven't got the kind that she has. I know what kind that she's talking about. She's talking about how to actually pin it to your hair, almost like to your scalp. And that's very time consuming. Now, I've had sew-ins before. That's when they actually just braid your hair down. And then they take the weave and actually take a needle and thread and actually sew it to your head. Like, I've had that. Mm-hmm. And even that can be somewhat time consuming.
Do you ever catch yourself on something and like it really hurts? Like,
yes.
Does your hair catch on something? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It can. And yes, it does hurt. Yeah.
Okay.
And I used to frighten my mom because one thing I can say I love about Roderick is like Roderick doesn't care anything about my hair. And he has loved me like through the Jerry Curl phase, through all my phases, you know, through the weed phase. And I scared my mom to death because I do human hair. And so you can actually take it out and wash it and all that stuff. So I would take it out and wash it and like hang it in the shower so it can dry. And I didn't tell my mama that. So she opened up the shower with all this hair hanging across it like clothes.
I pictured her just throwing it all out and taking you to a doctor.
She was like, the hell is this? So I completely understand hair and that type of stuff. And I know y'all was talking about how people feel about their hair and how much they love their hair and things like that. And to an extent, is women, I think a lot of women, well, for me, what I've experienced, a lot of women have very complicated history with the hair for a lot of women because society tells you it must be long, it must be flowing, it must be this, it, you know, it can't be curly, you know, almost like that European white standard of hair. And so a lot of women have complications with where they don't want to cut it, you know, or like if you say I'm going to cut my hair back, like you're doing the worst thing in the world by cutting your hair. Oh my gosh, I can't believe
I rewatched Waiting to Exhale, and it had that scene where what's her face, the best actress in that lineup, She's getting a divorce and she's like, cut my hair off. And the hairdresser is one of her closest friends. She's like, I'm not doing it. She's like, cut my hair off. No, you need to think about this for a while. I am not cutting your hair. I've been working on your hair for 12 years. You finally got it to this length. Everything's working out good. And she's like, you better cut it. She's like, I'm not cutting it. She grabs the scissors. She's like, you're not going to cut it. I'm going to cut it. And she's like, oh my God. But you have flowing hair. We worked so hard to take every single little rough part out. And it was like the biggest fucking deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Angela Bassett.
Yeah. Angela Bassett.
Yes. And for a lot of people, it is. And what's so weird about me, my hair right now is as long as it's ever been in my life. But I was talking to my mother-in-law, which I learned this, that for some reason, for some women, once they get to about the age of 40, for some women, it's like sometimes a hormonal change where your hair may start thinning or like start breaking out around your edges and things like that. And
so it changes texture.
Right. And stuff like that. So I've been trying to get my edges to kind of grow back in because I like healthy hair. And so I was talking to Roderick's mama today and I was like, look, I'm going to try to get my edges to grow back and get themselves together. But if I try and it don't work, I said, I will chop it all off and start over again. Because, see, I had the Toni Braxton haircut where you could like take like a pencil and roll. So for me, I guess I don't have that connection to my hair. And what's so funny when you talked about hair, when I got my hair cut like that, people would ask me, I'm a full-fledged ass adult. Maybe it's just me and because the way Roderick treats me, I would come in. They was like, oh, I like your hair color. I like you cut your hair. And the very next thing be like, well, what did your husband think? They're like, that would be like the very next thing. And for me, I get angry because I'm like, well, who gives a fuck about what he thinks?
In all fairness, I think guys get that too. I remember Keith working in a restaurant and he had a shaved head and all the guys in the restaurant, they were like, your girlfriend lets you have that? Your spouse lets you do that? And I was like, I don't get it. Lets you do what? Your hair. Yeah.
Same thing with beards and shit too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a controlling thing. If people feel like,
well, no, this is the person that has to be attracted to you. So correct. I think it's insulting. They're like, right. So your husband still is attracted to you?
Mm-hmm. And your husband left you, right?
Are you still having sex?
Packed up, right? They're no longer there. And it's fine if that's something that you both decided on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you decided these things, that's fine. But I guess Roderick has given me that freedom. And I could tell they look at him like, you almost like, you allow her to do this shit? Like, what's wrong with you, man?
Yeah.
288.
He really flies by the seat of his pants.
This he guy. Does.
He didn't get COVID. Okay.
Right.
How? Nah, he's definitely had it. There's no way.
Maybe because if I didn't take the test, I wouldn't think I had it. So if you got a cold, you got COVID.
Yeah, you know he got it. Come on, he's got to work in a restaurant. No way. Family got it.
Restaurants. I remember early in the pandemic, he was like, "Yeah, I linked up with this person on Sniffies or whatever." And he's like, "I walked in, the guy was naked playing video games, so I got under his ass and started eating." Hello.
Yeah.
But I got COVID.
That's why they call it Sniffies. It really was sniffles. It's not an I at the end.
Yeah, he fucked that Chinese armadillo, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something's going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Yeah. We all know that. That's how it was invented.
Yeah.
He fucked that bat. And that's what COVID happened.
Oh, no.
But I'm so glad he wasn't doing this episode from jail.
Yes. Me too.
Yeah.
You know, like we need him out on the streets pushing pee. And we can't have him.
We got to hear about the adventures.
Oh, I'm sorry. Karen, pushing pee. Is it just means that you're keeping it player out here. Mm-hmm. Streets, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that I did not know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
I didn't
what
know
I
either.
Did.
I heard pushing paper, not.
Mm-hmm. People thought pushing penis. People think it's pushing pimping. It's pushing, it's just keeping it player.
Yeah.
Okay. Know,
as one does.
Sure.
I don't have to tell you this, you know.
Yeah. I have kids.
Well, that's it for me, man. Thank y'all so much for another episode of last week. Episode 200 between us and Bianca. We got y'all. We made it. Appia, I expect you to leave the first comment in the forums. And so thank you as well, because it's your commentary that keeps us going here last week, Keith and the Girl. Don't forget our sponsor. Make sure you go to Inaudible. Okay. Go to your local library. Go to Barnes & Noble if you still have one. Hell, order a physical book on Amazon. Get Inaudible and read. It's reading. Before your eyes.
Can I give a shout out to my buddy Craig?
Yeah.
Because I don't know how things come off. He's, we talk almost daily. It feels important. I remember when I met Craig first in a hostel and then we left. Yeah, he was from Kansas City. I think he was just visiting New York. Anyway, some time goes by. I get a place on the Lower East Side. He happened to get a place. I happened to see this guy on the road, and I go on the street, and I go, excuse me. You know, I'm from the country. I call him Rhodes. This guy on the street, and I go, hey, do you know if there's a hair cutting place around here? And he goes, hey, it's you. And I go, hey, get the fuck out of here. It's you. Right then and there, he must have known, I'm going to fuck with this guy for years. And we're going on about 2 decades. He's like, here comes the fucking fishing thing. Here, come and get it, you stupid fuck. And I'm like, let me still be your friend and do my best to try to make your life better when I can. He got me good, and I fall for it every fucking day. So, touche, you are the, you know what one times one is. What? And someday I'm going to catch on. I'm going to catch on, you son of a bitch. You got me again.
So what kind of shout out is this?
So shout out to my buddy Craig. You got me.
It was like a shout down.
You know, you finish a game of chess and you go, I lost again. You still shake the person's hand.
All right.
You got me good.
Well, that's been our time, everybody. I think we should go ahead and get out of here on that note. Before he starts talking about Adam or somebody, let's just move on. Thanks for having us.
Nathan Fielder sees Craig and he's like, this guy's a little too much.
That's last week on Keith and a Girl, everybody. Tip your waiters and waitresses. All right.